right into carry.
Yeah.
And so who's going to carry our cares? As Christians, as people of faith, we can cast our cares, throw them on God. So this morning, Father, as we think of you and we think of your admonition, Lord, that we should cast every care, every thought, Lord, that weighs us down or brings us fear that grips our hearts. Lord, teach us. Help us, Lord, to lean and trust on you and not our own thinking, our own understanding. So, Lord, as we worship you today and as we bless your name, as this song says, help us, Lord, to realize, Lord, that we are in your hands and that nothing from the enemy will harm us. Even though we may be slayed, it is not going to harm us because we are yours eternally.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Jesus. I think of those ones, Lord, that were thrown to the lions, and the individuals that threw them heard them singing praise songs as they were being attacked. The ones being burned at the stakes, Lord, worshiping you when the flames were roaring and blazing their skin, they heard praise songs. Lord, we know that there's a supernatural place in you, a place of refuge, a place of safety. Help us all to find that place, Lord, that you have for us. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like that.
Thank you.
As we're singing, I feel like my mind is all over the place, but I hope this makes sense by the end. But you know, in Acts 2, when it talks about the Spirit of God coming down and a fire flame was on top of each person, is that right? It wasn't one big fire flame over the top of everybody. It was very individualized. It wasn't one of them waiting for the other one. It all came down together. And that as deep cries out to deep, it's amazing to me because my husband Mike and Moses over there, he has a standing joke and he calls him and he says, Moses, you know, like the movie. But that's not the kind of deep we're talking about. This is, you're already full to overflowing with God in here. So it's that deep inside calling out to your deep. It's God intimately saying to you, hey, come a little bit further, a little bit deeper. And some get it and some don't. Another portion of scripture talks about how Jesus asked the disciples, a few of them, to take him out a little ways away from the land, and from there he preached to everyone. when he got done, he said to those around him that were close to him, let's go out a little deeper. Who's going to take him up on his request to go a little deeper? He wasn't talking to somebody way over there. He was talking to the ones that were close to him. We're the ones that decide where we stand with God, not our pastor. We decide. Is your flame going to be lit today? Is it going to be lit and then all of a sudden somebody sees your flame lit up and then their flame gets lit up and it's like, it starts with one flicker of light. And man, it grows. Don't wait for somebody else. Be obedient to what God is telling you to go deeper with Him. Amen.
Amen. So Moses, that's why I said Moses and Gina will be sharing today. And just open up your heart, as I know you do. I mean, I don't think anyone's just coming here to just buy time. We're all hungry for what God's doing. And so just allow the truth that they bring to be a reality in your life today.
Amen. Oops.
All right, Moses.
Thank you, Gina. Pastor.
Bless you guys.
Bless you. God bless you all today. Amen.
God bless you all.
Amen. Amen. Before we get started, I just had something in my heart I just wanted to share with you. And it's the good news. The good news. And Jesus is alive and well, sitting at the right hand of the Father. We should never forget that. Even greater news, He loves each and every one of us. Now, something in my heart and said, just came to my mind. Doesn't matter if you're suffering from a hangnail or barely hanging on by your nails. Jesus cares and He loves you. You know, I just felt I had to share that. Doesn't matter what we go through in life. Jesus loves us. We should never be ashamed of and sharing the good news of the Father. And because He is a good Father, and He has the best for us, best interest for us, and He wants the best for us. No matter what we're going through, each and every one of us go through different stages in our lives, ups and downs, joy, pain. God is still there, and He loves you. Amen.
Amen.
And we just have to fold. I mean, we have the truth. Amen. We have the key. We have the key of what people out there are looking for. Doesn't matter through the hurts we go through, we have the key to joy and peace. Because He is the King of peace. He is the Father of love. That's pretty deep. Sometimes we don't understand what the word love means or how deep it goes. You know, we just think it's a lovey, touchy feeling. But it's not. It's more in depth than that. Because there was a high price that was paid for that love for you and I to receive. You know, blood was spilled. So I just want to lead that this morning. And I know my wife and I have been going over some scriptures. And we just thank You for this time, Pastor, that You have allowed us to. I know You would allow us any time we'd want to, but we still appreciate it. Your thoughts?
Just God bless you all. And It's kind of like when I preach at my church in Wapato, my brother's church, it's me by myself, and he's usually interpreting in Spanish. So it's kind of like I have to get used to like going back and forth. It's not easy. So, yeah, we went over a couple things during the week. But just in continuation with what Moses was saying, you know, God is good, and he's faithful, even though we're not. And we're not. It's like we think that we are, and we're just not. And God just amazes me with his love and his mercy and his kindness. And I just want to encourage you guys just to let you guys know that God is here, and he is faithful to us. And we might think that we're everything, but we're not. We aren't with him. We're not everything, and he still loves us. So,
amen. We're going to be reading in the book of Galatians. We started in chapter 5. You know, really started going through the Word, and I noticed in Gina's Bible, you know, she had a footnote, the fruit of the Spirit. And it really hit me, you know, the fruit of the Spirit, you know, and it goes along with the good news, you know. And I just wanted to share a little bit, you know, and go into the Scripture, you know, and what the Lord has revealed to us. You want to read verse 1?
Verse 1? Galatians 5:1?
Yeah, Galatians 5:1.
For freedom, Christ has set us free. Stand firm, therefore, and do not submit again to a yoke of slavery.
You know, and with that, you know, it says a lot. That right there, that first verse says a lot. You know, because we can look back on our lives and look at the bondages that the Lord has set us free from. You know, a lot of us have different backgrounds and different life experiences, you know, and coming to Christ, you know, it revealed that to us, that we needed to be set free, you know. And then you want to have a little bit more, Dan? And then you just jump in anytime. You jump in, you know. And then we've all heard these scriptures. You know, a lot of us have been raised in the church. The fruit of the Spirit. You know, we go down to verse. What was that verse? It says about the 22. Go ahead. You know?
22 says, "Sorry, this print's super tiny, and I don't need glasses."
Yet.
But I've gone, and I don't need glasses. So, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, and above that, of course, we read the what's not the fruit of the Spirit. You know. Now the works of the flesh manifest, which are these, and I'm reading in 8, I'll start in verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are these: fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, sorcery, enmities, stripes, jealousies, wrath, faction, divisions, parties, envyings, drunkenness, reveling, and such like, of which forewarn you, even as I did forewarn you, that they who practice these things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You know, and as I was reading this, the fruit of the Spirit, you know, it's going to manifest in you no matter what. You know what I mean? I guess the question is, what fruit are you going to produce? What fruit are you going to produce? You know, I was pruning my apricot trees yesterday, you know, and I'm going through, and some trees need a little pruning, and some of them just, I was hacking off big old branches. I'm like, man. And I go, this was me before, my life before, where I had to get some thick branches knocked off, you know, and yeah, big dead ones and ugly ones that were growing this way and that way. I'm like, how did that grow that way? You know, and I got my chainsaw, and it took more than pruners, you know, my pruning shears. You know, that's something that was us before, you know. But every season, you need a pruning. Some need that big branch hacked off. Some of them just little hand shears. Some of them just the loppers. But we all do need a little trimming here and there. We're not perfect. We're not perfect. But thank God for his grace that covers us, that's willing to, hey, if you're willing to listen, hey, that's not right. Let's get this here. Let's get that there. Let's get that. He's always working on my heart. Hey, that's not right. Oh, forgive me, Lord. You know, you have your conscience. The Holy Spirit is a good friend, and He'll deter you from those things, whether you want to, and you have to listen to that. Go ahead.
Does the pruner ask the tree if it can prune?
No, he does not. The pruner knows the season. The pruner knows the season in which to prune the tree. I know before that I need to, when I need to prune those trees. And it was almost too late. They already started budding, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to get out there. I got to run out there. But the pruner does it in the right season.
That's right.
As much as it may hurt, or you may think, oh, I'm taking too much off, God. Because before I knew it, I had a big old stack of branches almost as tall as a tree. I'm like, man, did I lop off too much? And I look at the tree, I go, no, it looks good. You know, and but yes, the fruit of the Spirit.
And also, on talking about the fruit of the Spirit, we also, in order to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, like it says before, it talks about it on there, we have to die to the flesh in order to be walking in the fruit of the Spirit. So we can't be, you know, in our carnal minds and our carnal walk in our ways that we normally do, because then we're not walking in that fruit of the Spirit. And it also says fruit. It doesn't say fruits. It says fruit. So it's not, you don't pick and choose what you want from there. It's the whole thing. So I just wanted to just talk a little bit about that, how we first have to die to this flesh in order to be walking in the fruit of the Spirit.
Amen. You know, because a lot of people these days, they want to pick and choose what they want to follow. What I'll be kind to this person, but not to this person. You know, I'll be good to this person, not that person. Well, not today, you know. Yeah, we all have bad days. Just don't sin in it, you know. Just don't sin in it. We all have bad days. We all get upset. Like the Word of God says, it's all right to get mad, but just don't sin in your anger. You know, we don't have to, don't let it manifest into something that we can't control. Don't let it snowball into that. Cut, yeah, road rage. Oh, oh God, forget. Why'd you have to go there? I drive a lot. And I drive. Don't go there. I put like 3,000 miles a month on my car, and I'm like, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. It's happened many times, you know. You know, and it's usually the one with the Jesus sticker that cuts me off. And I'm like, brother, don't do that. I'm like, come on. Go to church on Sunday. I'm like, don't cut me off. But yes, it's always don't let your wrath. It's not good. It's not good. Because remember, that fruit that you're producing will manifest at the end. What are you growing? What is your heart? What's in your heart? You know, the Word of God clearly states that out of the mouth, out of the abundance of the heart is where your mouth speaks.
Right.
You know, I remember this old sermon one time, and there's a preacher. It goes as, you know, the preacher was firing brimstone, and one guy throws a rotten egg at him, get off, and then he just
blows up.
You know, and they said, oh, that's what's in your heart. You know, we've been in those situations before, you know, where, you know, you want to just, but remember what's in your heart. Remember who you gave your heart to. Remember who's the king of your heart. You know, that's the fruit, the good fruit, because there's a lot of bad fruit out there.
And people are going to know us by our fruit that we have, not by, like, how many times we came to church or, you know, what we did out there. We're going to be known by our fruit. So just wanted to say that, because that's how we're going to be known. There's so many different things that, you know, I'm going to remember people by. I'm not going to remember them by, you know, what they, I think that, you know, we're going to remember by what they do for us, you know, by what they do out of love for the kingdom of God. And it starts with love, but it's held with self-control. So that is, you know, talking about the fruit of the Spirit, it's how we're going to be known, and just we just need to know that people are watching us, people are seeing everything that we do, and even though it's not easy walking in it, God is here to help us, and it's like I said, you know, we have to die to the flesh every day so that we can continue to be walking in the fruits of fruit.
Can you say that again? It starts with love, but it's what? With self-control?
Controlled by self-control. I mean,
it's held?
It's held by self-control, yes.
So good.
Yeah. So.
Yes. Amen. You know, and you know, that's where the Holy Spirit comes in. We have to remember He's our comforter. He's our strength. He was placed here on this earth for us. You know, and I know, like I said, you all know your story. You all know your background. You can all recall, you know, through that storm, wherever you're going through, when you called out, He was there. He's our comforter. You know, He gives us peace. And that's what people see, you know. And in these days when you have so many artificial fruit, so many bad fruit, you know, there was one year with my apricot trees, I didn't give it enough water. You know, and the apricots look nice. They look good. I went on there, the most bitter, sourest things I ever ate. I went, whoa! You know, because I neglected it that year. I didn't water it. I didn't water them. I'm just like, ah, you know, it has enough water. Ah. And it gave fruit. It was the sorriest fruit I ever had. You know, and those other times where the worms got to it, you look at it and you're thinking, oh my gosh, you split it open, there's a worm in there. I'm like, you know. It's that time of season, you know, protect it, you know, watch it, you know, and it's up to us. The Lord does the pruning, but we have to do the watering, like the Word of God says. Someone does the watering, someone comes by and feeds you, you know, there's a lot of steps to our Christian walk, you know, to take care of that fruit. Because that tree, I preached this the other night at my brother-in-law's church, you know, it's more than just a tree. He gives housing, He gives shelter, and He gives food. That's who we are as Christians. Well, that person who's lost, there was somebody in our lives right now that dedicated their lives and said yes to feed us, to share the word with us, you know. And was that good fruit? Was that shade tree? Was that home? You know, what are you? What is your fruit going to taste like? That's the question. What does your fruit taste like when it comes for harvest? When somebody's in need? What will it? Well, yeah, that's the way it goes. You know, join in on their hard luck case. No, you have the answer. You have the key. You have the living God in your heart. The one who made heaven and earth. The one who, read the book, at the end of the book, we win.
Right.
We win. That's who dwells in us. That's who wants to dwell in us. That's who wants to be with us every single day of our lives. It doesn't matter if the enemy knocks you down. God still loves you. He still loves us. Our human minds cannot understand or how deep that love is. They don't know. When I get on my knees, I sometimes just pray and say, thank you, God. Because I have no words, really. Thank you, Lord. Because you had mercy on me. So, you know, and it goes back. I never understood the simplest verse in the Bible, you know, God is love. You know, and it's on my dad's tombstone. I shared this before. God is love, God is love, God is love. You know, and we used to say it as we in Sunday school as kids, because it was one of the shortest verses we could memorize, you know. Jesus cried, Jesus wept, or God is love. You know, those were the quickest ones to memorize, you know, in Sunday school. But the meaning of it, I didn't really understand the meaning of it just till a few years ago. God is love. It's huge. Because God created the universe. God created everything. And I'm like, and that's love? That's even, I mean, it's uncontainable. It's unseeable. You can't, you know, everyone just thinks, oh, I love you, brother. I love you, sister. Love you. Love you. This is love created the world. Because God created the world, didn't He? And God is love.
Yeah.
Out of love, He created everything. I mean, it's so huge.
Yeah, and love has to be the main theme for us, because without love, then we can't do anything else that the scriptures are telling us. You know, the greatest of these is love, is what it says in there. We need to understand that, you know, we're living in darkness. This age that we're living in is You know, I've heard it all since growing up. You know, we're living in the last days, we're living in the last days. But I truly believe that we are living in the last days right now. This, you know, it's pure darkness here. There's this world, that's all it gives us. It doesn't give us anything, any hope or anything. But we have to understand that we are the light. We're the light of this world. I mean, just like Aileen said, you know, it just starts with one little flicker to, you know, pass it on to somebody else. And like Moses was saying, we need to be there for people that, even the ones that are Christians, but they can't go on. And my nephew, you know, you guys have heard the story. I had a nephew, have a nephew who was in an accident like 3 years ago.
Yeah,
it's going to be 3 years. And he burned 80% of his body. And so Moses ended up going up to the hospital up in Seattle. I didn't get a chance to go because I stayed home with my mom just to be with her and comfort her because, you know, she is like, she worries a lot, and we didn't want her to see him that way. So we stayed home with her, and Moses went with my brother-in-law, Al, and they went up there and had already been a day, right, Moses?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just seeing my nephew in the state that he was and, you know, everybody there that just couldn't move. They couldn't do anything at all. You know, they just felt like frozen. And, you know, you guys were in a room?
Yeah, we're all in a room.
Yeah, he was telling me that they were in a room. And, you know, Moses just, he started praying. And he started praying out loud and for the whole family to unite and be strong and be there for them, you know. And that's what we need. We have to understand that that's what we have inside of us. That the Holy Spirit, you know, when we need it, well, he's always there for us. But we just need to call upon him. And he will be right there. He is powerful enough to bring the strength and what we need in the situations that we need.
You know, we always have to be ready for any situation, you know, and because it's not about us, you know, it's about our neighbor, our brother, our sister. It's not about us. And going back to verse 1 again, and I wanted to really emphasize on this point because I see it a lot on these days. You know, you hear the love message being preached, and like I said, God forbid that Paul says, God forbid that you use it for your own, you know, to going back into it. And like he says in verse 1, and be not entangled again in a yoke of bondage. Once you're free, don't go back.
Right.
Once you're free, don't go back. Don't look back. Grab a hand on the plow like the Word of God says. Look forward. Don't look to your right. Don't look to your left. Don't look back. Go forward. Because this is bigger than all of us. Mm-hmm. This is, I mean, you see so much misery. I go down North First Street and I see a lot of misery up there. And it's sad. And I said, I start praying. I go, Lord, what is this? I don't know. You know, I don't have the answers, you know, but I know who does. And I look at that, the misery, the hopelessness. There's no hope. And I start thinking, wow, Lord, thank you for just having mercy on me. Thank you. You know, because it could be any one of us out there, you know, And I'm like, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your love. Help me to understand this and help me to help that situation. You know, because I don't want the church, I don't want us, who is the church, to be anemic in those situations where it comes where they cry out for help. And you're like, oh, there's a mission down the road. No, you and I have the answer. You and I have professed to have the living God inside of you. Share it. It's meant to be shared. That fruit is meant to be shared. And don't hand them a rotten apple. Don't hand them a rotten apple. That message, that gift that was given to you is meant to be shared. Doesn't matter how big or small the situation. My mom would love to tell everybody about Christ, whether they knew Christ or they didn't know Christ. She still shared. If they knew Christ, she shared testimonies and everything. You know, it was always about God. And I always used to think as a little kid, man, Mom, is there anything else that you don't talk about? Is that the only thing you talk about as a foolish little kid? Yeah, those are foolish questions, you know. Is that the only thing you know, Mom? Amen. And that's what she'd say. And then she'd start singing away. It's quoting scripture, and I thank God for it. I thank God. Because now we can share the situation. I'm not saying go down the street corner. No, but when that situation arises, when there's tragedies that happen, and you profess to be a Christian, they know. They know who to turn to. They know. Pretty sure you've had lots of experiences. Help us pray for this. Right? I mean, it's just, we've had those situations. Help us pray. They know who the Christians are. They know where to run to for the answers. Even in their rebellious state, they'll know. And be ready, brothers and sisters, with that good fruit. And that's why Paul warns us not to go back to that yoke. Because there's a lot of lives at stake.
Yeah, and now as parents, when Moses was talking about how his mom always talked about the word of the God and word of God and stuff, and he was, got tired of it. Now as parents, we understand exactly what they went through with us, you know, and how we have to fight for our kids. And not only my kids, but all the kids around us, you know, like this world just is just ready to eat them up. And just if we're not going to be giving them a chance, then the world's going to take them as quickly as, you know, we didn't do anything about it. And we're the ones that are going to be, you know, crying later and asking God, how, why, you know, why are my kids doing this, you know, even... And we got to give them a chance. We have to show them, you know, the love of God and show them the word and not just show it to them, but be an example for them, because just saying it isn't going to help and doing our own thing is not going to help them. But our kids are our most treasures that we have. And so we need to be that example for them.
Amen. Reminds me of a coworker. And I don't talking about the word of God at work. You know, I'm in a position of authority and stuff, but I'm not afraid to share my faith. And I don't know, I was just inspired by the Holy Spirit. A coworker, every weekend he'd talk about his weekend and him drinking and doing all everything, you know, come to work. Yeah, we did this weekend. Ha ha ha, we did this. And then knowing his background that he came from the church. And he used to be in the church and stuff, and he had little ones. And then we started talking, and I don't know what, like I said, I really don't go off. And I go, you know what, that's not fair. And he goes, what's not fair? I go, you were raised in the church, right? He goes, yes, I was. And I go, at least you had a choice to follow or not follow. I go, your kids will not even have that choice. And you know the world, and it's going to devour them. I go, you're not even giving them a chance. And he stayed there looking at me like, and I'm like, oh my goodness, what did I just say? What did I just do? And I'm like, and I just left him thinking about that. And later on, he rededicated his life to the Lord because he said, I don't want to give the world my children. And I seen him one day at a Walmart down in Sunnyside. I saw him one day with his family Sunday afternoon, and they're all just gotten out of church, you know, and because he says, I'm not, because I thought about what you said. And he goes, and I'm not going to give my kids to the world. And I go, at least, you know, and you know, but like I said, it wasn't, I don't really go off preaching at work, but something, the Holy Spirit, you know, they know. And it was God telling him, hey, shape up, buddy. You know, because the world's out there willing to kill all your kids, everything, and everything in its path. You know, and that's why we have to be ready. I'm not perfect. You know, we're not perfect. God knows we're not perfect. But be humble. Humble yourself. So when that pruning season comes, you're not going to say, I don't want that. Don't take that. No, the pruner is going to prune what he wants to prune and what he thinks is good and what he thinks is bad. You know, surrender your life to him, everything, and let him take all the junk away because he knows best. He created us. He formed us. He knows what's best for us. We just have to submit our will and everything to him.
Wow, what am I going to say after this? Right.
Amen. No, but you know, we just wanted to share our hearts up here. The Lord's been really working in our lives. Gina and I, and you know, when we've been off and we've been invited to speak at other places, and we've been taking the opportunity in this season to take up that invitation, you know, when and sharing the gospel with other people in different churches. But go right ahead.
Good.
You know, sometimes we forget the meaning of words, you know, because people just say, yeah, you know, can speak. But if you listen to that, you're like, you listen to the meanings of that, it's kind of scary. Like, Lord, examine my heart, you know, take whatever you know, and it's putting your faith in God and going forward. You know, it can be, it is scary.
It's
you know,
full trust.
It's full trust,
full
yeah.
Trust that he has your best interest always at
heart.
Amen. He's not going to give you something that you can't handle. That if he does give you something, there will be a grace to walk through.
Yeah. Amen.
And
Amen.
Our worth and value isn't in what we do, but trusting God and being obedient to God in what he's asking us to do. So we need to be obedient to what he's asking of us. You know, my brother there. He has a church there in Wapato. It's a Spanish church. It's a small church, but God is really doing marvelous things there at that church. They're they're healing. There's a lot of healing there. And so he's asked me to preach a couple times. And it's not that at Wanu. It's just having to go up there and do it. And then Moses has to interpret and because it's English and Spanish and stuff. But it's just opening up to what God has for us and what, you know, being obedient to, you know, because I could easily say, no, I don't want to because I don't go to church there, you know, and it's hard, it's during the week, but just being faithful to God and being obedient to what he asks, and God is faithful right back and even more abundantly than what we could ever ask, because he's doing so many things in my life and our family lives personally, you know, like I've just seen us grow a lot more in the Lord, and so he's faithful just on every aspect of our lives, and that's how he can be to you too, you know, we just have to be obedient and trust that, you know, what he has for us is greater than anything that, you know, we can imagine, so.
Amen. Well said.
Amen. Good fruit. You know, how would you taste? How would you taste? You know, that's
he
the question.
I wondered that day when you said that to him,
mm-hmm.
if it was going down good or not.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
But God's responsible for the outcome of that, I think. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if we're obedient, we're saying
yeah.
what we're
yeah.
supposed to say, God's responsible for the outcome.
Yeah. Because if we live in obedience to the Holy Spirit, it says in the end of that chapter. And, if we live by the Spirit and by the Spirit let us walk, let us not become vainglorious, provoking one another, envying one another. You know, walking in the Spirit is what produces that good fruit. Walking in the Spirit is what's going to make that sweet aroma to Jesus and our Lord and Savior. And that's what we have to do, is walk in the Spirit. Don't go back to what was holding us down, all the bondages, all the vices that held you down. Don't go back to it. Unfortunately, you know, I see a lot of my brothers and sisters who have gone back to that. You know, I'm like, wake up, brother. I sometimes just feel like hugging them and just shaking them in the name of the Lord. Just wake up, brother. Wake up. It's not time to sleep. It's not time for that. It's too much at stake. You know, but we continue to pray for them. We continue to intercede for them and let the Holy Spirit go and convict their hearts. Because it doesn't matter how much screaming and yelling I do at them, it's not going to help them. But I know someone stronger, and I know that they know the Comforter. And I said, Lord, send the Comforter. Bring conviction into their hearts. Make them hungry again. Open their eyes. It's too dangerous for the time to be living in right now. But one thing about it, you know, it doesn't matter how dark it gets. The light always shines brighter in the darkest hour, right? That's when the light shines the brightest. So it doesn't matter how dark things get, may get around you. Remember, you serve the God of light. And He'll light up your path. He'll light up your path. You don't have to worry about what's around you. The darkness that surrounds you, don't worry about it. Because God is the light. He's the light of the world. That's what we have to remember. That's who we serve. Let Him cultivate it. Let Him cultivate that fruit. Grow. Share it. Don't let it sit on the table and rot. Share it. You know, I see a lot of people plant their gardens. They have abundance of vegetables, and they're giving it away because they know it'll rot. They're not going to be able to consume it all. That's what it's for. Once it starts multiplying, you give it away. You didn't pay anything for it. The price was already paid. Amen. Anything to share on that? No? Well, we just want to thank you all for allowing us to share. Take this message and just share it. Go ahead, Roger.
Concerning the fruit tree, you can give a fruit tree. Let's just use that as an example. You get sufficient water, but if it's not, if the bloom is not pollinated, you will have to be
Amen. Amen. Unity, yeah. Yeah. You know, and let God work in your lives. That's all I'm asking. Just let God pray that prayer. That dangerous prayer. If you dare, pray it. You know, but
it's a renewing of the spirit.
Right.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. At any cost, yeah.
You know,
you know, and that's the thing, you know, it doesn't matter how small the situation is, she still cares. Because a lot of us have big problems, you know, things going on in our lives. And sometimes we let the little things, you don't care. And those can escalate into big things. Nip it in the bud. Put it in God's hands, everything. Minuscule as that might be or as big, nothing too big for Him. We thank you all, and God bless you all. You know, we love you guys. Continue to grow. You know, share the love that you have inside your hearts.
Amen.
We love you guys. Amen. Thank you.
Okay, would you come up? The Lord's been really working as they were sharing, and Moses and Gina and their family, and I know that they've been called for such a time as this, and so. I know that they're not meant just to bless our little body, and maybe even your brother's little body, but that there's a voice that you've been given for this time, and that it's meant for the people that are alive now, and their hearts are being prepared for it. That's the beauty of the Holy Spirit. He prepares the hearts for the seed that we release. So I'm just going to pray for you. You guys can extend your hand. We're just going to believe for God's perfect will to be done in this couple's life. Father, we just thank you for Moses and Gina. And Lord, we do. We thank you for their obedience. Lord, that their willingness to step out of the boat, Lord, even when it doesn't look like it's safe or that it's going to work out, Lord, that they continue to believe that you're going to hold them in your arms, your loving arms, and give them the full equipping that they need, Lord, for the next step. So, Father, we pray that you would just continue to let what you've started in them, Lord, the work that you've started in this couple, Lord, continue to perfect it and complete it, Lord, until the day of Christ Jesus. That you would allow them to be led by the Spirit, Lord. They walk in the Spirit, Lord, and that love, that joy, that peace, that faithfulness, that kindness, that goodness, that meekness, Lord, and that self-control, Lord, that you would allow them, Lord, to release that, that faithfulness into this generation. Lord, that they would receive the fruit that this couple has as you have prepared them, Lord, as a tree that's ready to produce 100-fold. And we thank you for that. Yes. And just thank you for them being in our lives. Thank you for the friendship, the relationships that you've given us with each other, Lord, and we just ask you continue to expand and grow in them, Lord, with other relationships and other individuals, Lord, that will speak into their lives and they will speak in reverse into the others' lives. And we just thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. So it's interesting that you guys picked that scripture. When I opened up my iPad, that was the last place this morning that I was at was Galatians 5:22. part of the dilemma that I faced, and I think we all do, and part of it, we used to say the fruits of the Spirit. We would say fruits. I don't know why we put an S on it, but, and so we thought it was these different dynamics, different things that we would, I'll be peace to somebody, or I'll be, but what the Lord's been continually putting in my heart, that it's one fruit with many dynamics to it. You could say many flavors, many tastes, many different attributes that it releases. But I'm just going to leave you guys with this. What I've started to do, and I know it's bold, and my mind doesn't wrap around it, but my spirit receives it. Is, you know, I would say, Lord, give me love, give me joy, you know, and it was like a prayer, like I wanted something from outside to come in. Well, I've started praying, Lord, you're in me. I am love. I am joy. I am peace. I am kindness. I am goodness. In other words, it wasn't something I had to produce. It's something that was already there that just needed to manifest.
Amen. Amen.
And so I just thought, you guys can pray that it's a bold prayer, because you're like I'm love, or I'm God. Well, he's in me and he's made me to be exactly like him in his image. So if he's love, then I am love.
Right.
If he's joy, then I am joy. So anyway, thank you guys. That was awesome. Praise the Lord. Rivers of living water. There you go. Amen. Well, you guys have a great day. Blessings. Love you. And we'll see you soon.